With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I like this article because I'm like a clean up your shit kind of person, but I'm also like from the perspective of performing and functioning better when your space is neat. That's me. At the end of the night when the living room, and this is not even a performance thing, but it's just like my brain can't focus on one thing. At the end of the night when the kids go to bed and there's toys out or like the throw pillows aren't back on the couch, I need to like put it away and then my brain can rest. I think that's what they were alluding to in the article, but I guess we'll introduce the article.
Hi, I'm Jim. Welcome to the Unbound Performance Podcast, where we explore the world of sports and performance mindset training.
And I'm Caroline. Each week we talk about the strategies, habits, and mental framework that help us to excel. Let's get into today's episode.
What does a spotless locker room have to do with success? For these coaches, everything. And it stems from last month, because it's October 1st. Vanderbilt had won a game at Virginia Tech, but then they left their visiting locker room spotless. They cleaned it all up. So the picture went viral online, how cool this was. So they talked to the Vanderbilt coach, Clark Lee. And it reminded me of the book Legacy by James Kerr about the All Blacks rugby team from New Zealand and their motto, better people make better All Blacks. This article did reference that book. And one of their things was sweep the sheds, which is, you know, pretty, it's almost a cliche, you know, right. You've heard it's become so part of the culture of quite a few organizations, teams, et cetera. But I think it's a message that bears repeating.
Yeah.
Like repeatedly, that character development, selflessness, all these things that we think are important, they're not just important, you know, so you'll go to heaven or whatever. Like, they're important.
That's important too.
Although we can get into all kinds of theology on that one, but I know Vince Lombardi, he had a quote that I really liked. He said, football is a game of cliches, and I believe in every one of them. And so he would talk about like loyalty, self-sacrifice, commitment, all these things that, yeah. But that's it. And if you read the book Legacy, I mean, they talk in there very openly about they've been extremely successful for decades and then had a patch where they weren't quite as successful as they were used to being. And they met and talked about what needs addressing. And the better people make better All Blacks motto springs from that. And they had kind of, I can't repeat it specifically, but it's basically no jerks.
Got it.
That they all things being even close to equal in terms of talent, they were going with the person who had better character. And
yeah.
So you have these college football coaches. It's refreshing to kind of read that they are committed to this kind of ethos. So I thought it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember it's not about keeping the locker room clean. It's the act of the character right. building in making that be something that you do. He said, I think it's just the way you live your life, and there's an orderly fashion that you can go by that allows structure. And I think in a team setting, especially in football where it's a big team, you know, there are other sports right. where there's less people involved and things, but in football where there's, I mean, how many people are on a football roster? 50 some?
Oh, no.
More?
Yeah, in college.
50 on the sideline at least. Yeah. So when you got that many people who, you know, coaches can't be keeping head count all the time of who's where and who's doing what. But when you instill this, we leave it better than we found it. We do our jobs. Everybody has a role. I talked about at one point, most programs employ a team of equipment staffers who track game balls and other essential items. The head equipment manager, at Southeastern Louisiana says the entire process takes about 30 to 45 minutes, including 10 minutes of cleaning once the coaches and players have departed for the bus. I'm just talking about that process. And when you give everybody a role, whether it's on the field, on the bus, in packing up the locker room and cleaning up, if it's an away game, you got to make sure you bring back all the equipment that you brought out there. On a big team, when not everyone gets playing time, but you give everyone a role that not only leaves it better than you left it and keeps it clean and keeps that character building for each person, but it gives them a role that's important on the team. And so when the coaches instill the importance of leaving it better than we found it, or we're always going to have that character building moment, whether it's a win or a loss at the end of the game, I think especially for those players who maybe didn't see the field that night, like, it makes them part of the team and part of the process, whether it's something that scored points or whether it's something that helped build character for the rest of the team. I think to me that was a big sort of unspoken lesson learned for those kids that's going to lead you. I think you and I have talked before about like making the bed, in this.
Yep.
That's just one of those things that when you begin your day with some bit of order, not just like throwing off the covers and the pillows are on the floor, you begin your day with order, which leads to more order and more structure and better, you know, productive means.
Yeah. I think two talks in here, about leave attending, basketball camps at Lipscomb. Dontmeyer was the coach, and he would write down all these sayings that Meyer had. And one of them was, that happiness begins when selfishness ends. Talked about, you know, the virtue of being the best version of yourself. The whole idea is to leave every place a little better than you found it. That kind of his one big philosophy he talks about. So whether it's like the All Blacks, their thing was leave the jersey better than you found it. And I know I read this other book by another New Zealander, but he talks about how in their culture, you look back on your ancestry and all the people that came before you, whether it's in that culture, that tribe, that country, and that imagine all the people that will come after you. And he describes it as the sun shines, you know, for a while on each person, each tribe, each moment. And so that when the sun is shining on you, you really respect and honor that time because it is absolutely fleeting.
Yep.
And then you make the most of it and you contribute to your tribe, your culture, your community, your team, your programs, history. I remember the first time I read that. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And moving. And I think that's where, you know, the coaches mentioned in this article have a real firm grasp of the importance of that. And I just loved it. So when Clark Lea became the coach at Vanderbilt, not necessarily a football powerhouse lately, they'd gone winless the previous year he took it over, 2021. So now they're ranked 16th in the country, undefeated as we speak.
Not a bad turnaround.
No, but I think the emphasis on this whole
just betterment of self, and
yes, then you embrace everything that is required in order to become the best you can be, as a person, as an athlete, as a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. And so starting with something simple, like, you know, they would sweep the sheds, like knowing, like, there are people hired to do this, you know, there are people hired to clean up the locker room. And then can you imagine when they walk in and they see that, the impression they're left with, right, everyone involved in that program?
Well, it's kind of like the, was it last week about the bringing donuts to all the people that were helping, produce on this? Yeah. It's just like everybody has to pitch in. Everybody's job is important. And I don't know who it was I'm just picking. I think it was that Coach Lee, but he said there's a respect we have for all the things we come in contact with. And that certainly includes the spaces where we prepare for our games and execute for our games. I mean, again, if you want to, we talk a lot about the preparation methods for high performance, but if your space where you prepare is not prepared for you to prepare, for lack of a better way to put it, then every little detail matters when it comes to these habits and these practices that we do, and doing them in a space where our minds can be calm, or our visual, you know, space is organized and orderly, and everybody has the same opportunity to see it and feel it and respect it and take care of it in a way. It's like a family pet. Like, y'all pitch in, y'all walk the dog, and everybody loves the dog kind of thing, which is a silly comparison. But when you have everybody sort of pitching in and having that commitment to something that you care about, it makes it feel just that much more important.
Yeah. And it's even, you know, we talk all the time about be present, be in the moment, have your head where your feet are. This is part of that, where you are fully engaged and you're being your best self right now.
In this space.
Yes. Yeah. In this moment, being the best version of yourself possible. And when you stack all those moments, you know, I think you wind up with something pretty special as a result. So, yeah, they did the thing, same thing. Coach Frank Skelfo at Southeastern Louisiana, they played LSU, much bigger, more
a little bigger
moneyed
team.
program, and they lost 56-10. But they left their locker room spotless. It's easier to do that when you win.
When you win. Well, I think having that habit where you, like, I think that character building aspect of teaching your team to clean up your space and respect it, the more you practice that and the more you appreciate and are satisfied by the act of doing that, the more it feels like a win. And so even though, and that surely they didn't go into LSU expecting to win, right? That was probably an expected loss. We know that this is going to go, but we're still going to be the highest version of ourselves, have character, show, and like they're going to leave, whether or not they won on the field, they were going to leave that stadium or that locker room that night with a win, knowing that they put out their best. And I think that's one of those things that when you can find little things to, you know, we always talk about little wins, not just the big ones all the time. Like the little ones are the ones that lead to the big ones. And surely this, you know, Vanderbilt coach and instilling some of these practices in his players is surely leading to his success. I think when you can allow your players opportunities to find wins, even amongst a loss, that builds character right there for them.
And these are the visiting locker rooms,
right,
that they won't see again
in
whatever, at least a year, if ever again.
It's not like it's their own space where they need to come back in tomorrow and realize they left their own mess.
So Frank Skelfo said, everything about our program is centered around that, the way we do small things, the way we do all things. When we go to somebody's house, you don't leave it dirty. You clean it. If you finish eating, you pick up your plate. There's manners involved. And that was just super cool. Then they do go on to talk about work environments and clutter and
The studies on that.
And that's where the McRaven thing, start your day with a habit and make your bed. And I know part of why he says that is start your day with a win, and even everything else goes bad that day, you know, at least you come home to something. A well-made bed. but I can't. I've seen work environments of plenty of genius level performers that are just a mess.
Yeah.
And like I know Anson Dorenson, before they built their new offices and facilities over there, he had national championship trophies stuffed under his desk on the floor. Like it was just, there's nothing neat about it.
Everybody knows somebody like that.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember William F. Buckley, who was a writer, thinker. I saw a picture of his office one day, and it was just, it was like a tornado had come through, stuff everywhere. And, you know, but he was pretty successful.
Yeah, I think a lot of successful creatives tend, you hear about them just being like totally chaotic. And you do have to wonder, well, if their space was more organized, would they be even better than they are? Or does that part of that, like, crazy, sure. you know, chaos help them with their creativity and things, you know, I guess we don't really know for sure. But that's very common to walk into someone high level's office or their workspace and it just be an absolute wreck.
And then, I mean, some people, like if you have time to clean your office, you need to be working harder.
You could be doing something else. Yeah.
You know, like, right. So it's amazing how that stuff is perceived. I think you have to figure out what's your best work environment.
Yeah.
And then proceed accordingly.
We were cleaning up from dinner last night. My husband was scrolling LinkedIn and he gets overly agitated with a lot of the sort of like drink the Kool-Aid stuff you see on LinkedIn. But someone posted something about the type of salespeople that they're looking for. And he was saying that, you know, your regular salespeople on the way home, they listen to music and they decompress from their day. But great salespeople are making calls to the people that they reached out to during the day. And like, listen, I realize there's some people that function like that. But at the same rate, you have to have some bit of decompression, some bit of escape from that too, in order to continue being successful. The people who I think are making calls at work, in the car, on the way home, in the gym, are going to burn out at some point. They might be doing well and performing well for a period of time, but it's not sustainable. And I think so, you know, in a world where we live of everyone's doing everything all the time, I'm a perfect case of that. Like I really preaching to the choir here. But you have to find those outlets to make that type of success and continue performance sustainable.
Yeah, no doubt. Can't argue with that. They kind of wrap up, pretty good quote. I think it is the way you live your life. And there's an orderly fashion that you can go by that allows structures. Or as Don Meyer once put it, coaches must understand that they will at times have to suck scum. Okay. But those results don't dictate how you're going to behave. You can't have a bad loss and then abandon your standards.
Right.
And I think it was the Vanderbilt coach who talked about, we come in and this is one way we kind of like put this to bed. We clean this up and we're ready to move on to the next thing. Whether, you know, you were successful, you know, on the field or not, I think that's a good reminder of how much the process matters, how much your standards and values matter. How you're going to live matters.
I think the way that you respond to, I think for wins and losses, the way that you respond to your most recent win or loss is the way that you're going to enter the potential win or loss of your next competition. It's kind of how I see that. If you know, so many times you see teams have a terrible loss and they go into the next one, you can just tell that they're nervous, they're scared, they're stressed, they're worried about what happened before. And when you have a habit of always ending win or loss with something positive, it helps wipe the slate clean. It helps reset that mind and go into the next competition or competitive setting or work setting or project or whatever it is that you have to do with hopefully a bit more of a clear mind, ready to attack the next one, and you've wiped away the old.
Yeah, it becomes a ritual
that
helps you tie that up and keep moving forward. I'm big on the whole character development aspect of whatever it is we're doing. It's not just athletics, whatever it is. Like, who are you becoming? And you know, I've quoted Anson Dorenson a zillion times on this. What drives winning? Character development. That pursuit of excellence, you know, paraphrasing Vince Lombardi, that is more important than any of the events that occasion this. And, you know, we've talked 1,000 times about you will not find fulfillment and peace of mind in winning this trophy or crushing this quarter. You'll only find it, you know, when you're serving some cause outside yourselves that's more powerful and more meaningful than just your own self-gratification. And the sense of leaving it better than you found it, whatever that is, I think that's really powerful, meaningful, and inspiring. I love the article.
Definitely, definitely something to live by, not just sports related, which I think we can always find a way to say this isn't just doesn't just apply to sports, but this one specifically is the way you start and end sets the tone.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Unbound Performance Podcast.
Your support helps us continue to build our community. If you're enjoying this content, please like, subscribe, and share.